Hello, everyone. Welcome to another Everything Action commentary. I'm your host, Zach. Just now we have Chris.
Hello.
And Joe.
Why do we do this?
I think this is going to be fun tonight, Joe.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, the last couple have been like, I don't know what we've been doing, but we haven't released two of the three.
The lost tapes.
So, but anyway, this one is going to be, I think, pretty fun. We're talking about the 1991 martial arts action epic starring Kenpo Master Jeff Speakman. Who, ooh. I think they were trying to make, like, the next Chuck Norris or something, but didn't really work out too well.
Yeah.
So Perfect Weapon, Jeff Speakman, I don't know really how to describe his plot, except it's like, he just like runs into like every Asian that guy you could possibly imagine. Like, you've got, James Hong's in this, Rufio's in this, you've got, Shang Tsung's in this, you got Professor Takagawa from Ninja Turtles is in this. literally every, if you can think of an Asian guy who's been in a movie, they're in this movie.
Go. Play.
Ninja Vanish. So, you can actually watch the entire movie on YouTube, which is what we're doing tonight.
Yay!
There's about five different versions. We're watching the one uploaded by Ninjutsu.
It's only appropriate. Yeah. I mean, Ninjutsu's a bad motherfucker. He's also got a documentary on Miyamoto Musashi up here, so he already has my respect.
Also, someone just named Action Movies has it uploaded, too, so.
Which may or may not be us. We can either confirm nor deny these allegations.
Yeah, so just find one of those YouTube videos, or actually, I'll probably embed it right in the post, so just take a look. Maybe if you're listening to the site, just look up, and it's right there, or go to the site and check it out. But,
Because really, the FBI has better things
pretty
to
much.
Do. Yep.
At least just speak in movies from the 90s.
Let's open up the Speakman file.
nobody uploading the Perfect Weapon tonight. I think it's also on Blu-ray and DVD too. If you somehow get a copy of that, you can watch it along with us too. But YouTube is definitely the easiest way. So we're paused 5 seconds into the YouTube video. Everyone's all set, we'll get started and get right into. Some awesome 90s cheesy martial arts.
Yes.
All right, so 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play.
Ah, it's alive.
Yeah, why is it the Owl of Alive?
I don't think it matters at this point. Oh, here we go. I love this old Paramount logo so much.
Is that like a new one where like the stars like glide over the water and stuff? And like,
I mean, that's cool and all, but I just mean like this one from like this era, that late 80s, where like you just knew some shit was about to go down after you saw it.
The Perfect Weapon.
Whoa. It's written in blood, you guys.
That's the perfect font.
It is the perfect font.
I want that font.
I'm sure you could find it.
Jeff Speakman.
Oh, boy.
Oh, he's in the same shot as his name. He's also John Dye.
Mako.
Hear that 90s, too.
There's no disguising what era this movie came from.
Is this from the Ninja Turtles? Oh, no, never mind. Someone owes someone money.
The band Spark.
The Perfect Weapon!
So after a hard day of construction, nothing like Kenpo.
Kenpo to...
Yeah, nothing like going home and fighting your imaginary demons. Because, man, I know when guys try to start shit with me, I just start busting out these forms, you know, these katas, and they're like, oh, man, this guy's really committed to his craft. We better not fight him.
I hate to be that downstairs neighbor who's like, what the fuck, Clark? Get the fuck out of here.
Just like hitting the floor with a broom, like, hey, shut up.
Turn down the spark.
That New Jack Swing.
Turn down that Spark album.
Yeah. Is it Spark? Because I thought the band was called Snap.
Is it Snap? I thought it was Spark.
Damn it, you're sweating through the floor again.
Actually, I think it was Snap, Chris. I think the song was, like, literally on every single trailer that came out in, like, the early 90s.
Ever?
Yeah. It's, like, from 1990 to 1995. Yeah. This was in every, like, this was in the, I think the Power Rangers, like.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Fucking,
yeah.
Like, yeah, like, I own that track.
My
Well, this music, too, got sampled so much. Like, they would just take out the words, and this would just be like, we're driving the school music, and then, like, we're at the burger shop music.
It makes everything
then,
10 times more awesome.
We're the kids in America music. Now, this has actually all been a very elaborate mating ritual. This is not an attack form. This is a seduction pose.
That literally was the radio.
Yeah, wow.
It's the all Snapchat.
Got to put on my ceremonial robe.
Like a hot, sweaty workout, and yeah, and like a
disgusting
velour bathrobe.
This is some absorbent terry cloth. You better be washing that, Mr. Speakman.
Mako.
It would be a shame if Michelle's ice skating career was to be iced. Of course his name is Kim.
Oh, he's also Korean?
I'm on the phone with
yeah,
Speakman.
Well, obviously. Oh, you know. You know how I do. Kim? Kim! Dun 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 dun.
I'm sure he's fine.
Yep. Well, MCI is really fucking up.
MCI.
Yeah, thanks.
I remember from the Blockbuster commercial, like, we'll always play the ads.
Remember MCI and then Bell Atlantic with James Earl Jones? Bell Atlantic. Aw, oh, man, he drives a Mustang, too? Fuck. Jeff Speakman might be the most badass guy on the planet.
He's also taking his time to get to his friend's, like, shop.
He's also apparently tripping out on acid while he's driving on the highway.
Is it safe to, like, go into flashbacks while you're driving on the, like, Los Angeles freeways?
You just hear, like, no.
Dad?
Ah, young Speakman.
Still has the same jacket.
Speakman begins. He's wearing the same clothes, yes. Actually. Shh, they can hear your hair. That was one time, Kim.
We don't talk about
Vietnam
that.
Was a crazy time.
I still got the scars. Home economics. His homosexual tendencies.
Look at that font.
2,000 years in the same spot. The same strip mall for 2,000 years.
Tao's Dojo, celebrating its 2,000th year. This
wow,
is someone's living room.
Is way bigger than the shop.
Wow, everybody gets a Ric Flair chop?
You are no nature boy.
You put him in figure four.
It's like, it's his first day.
Punch him in the balls.
Yeah, those were humble. Great times. Master
it
Lojo.
Was humble by being sucker punched in the stomach.
He's just driving. He's like, yeah, they really beat the shit out of me.
See, and that's how you kill someone. You rip their throat out.
Yeah. It's just a montage of him being, like, beaten up in the locker room. Like,
I like how his brother's, like, splintering him in the background.
Yeah. Pizza.
I need to look up. Is Kempo Japanese?
Kempo? Yeah. Hawaiian Kempo is actually what Chuck Liddell used in the UFC.
It turns out Kempo is like both Chinese and Japanese origin.
They don't really... They credit it to the Japanese because the Chinese picked it up while Japan was like invading them back in the day. So, I mean, yeah, there's both, but... Anyway, this isn't a fucking Kempo lesson. This is a... Oh, look, now he's finally doing Kempo, because for the last 2 months he's just been kind of like mopping floors.
Okay. Holy crap, he's the rainbow.
Okay, they're...
Why? You just do like a bunch of like turning kicks and you just go up levels?
At first I didn't understand what was happening, and I was like, wow, this is a really awkward zoom on his like pelvis. And then I was like, oh, he's advancing.
That was a very eventful day.
Just a bunch of spin kicks and fucking three spin kicks in one day. You're a black belt now.
We play a terrible joke on him. Make him think he's better than he is. Then tell him to go into the mall and start fights with
me. You are now a member of the Foot Clan.
Yeah.
We are your family.
Make us proud. Honor. Discipline.
Wait, you get a ring too?
Righteous day. Darkest night. Practice Kempo. This is a socket wrench. You need it to take off your ring.
Secret Kempo decoder ring.
I never saw Master Lo again.
I like how they changed actors for, like, Advanced Kempo Jeff Speakman.
Wait, what? And then he used Kempo in the real world to become a...
track star. Karate the pole!
Yeah! Thanks, little brother. You'll find your way.
Too bad Dad didn't pay for Kempo for you.
I'll always need a towel boy. Means it's not worth it.
Well, Adam's kind of a dick.
Yeah, really.
Good one, Butch.
Oh, the bird. Oh, the pimp slap.
He made bleed his blood. Speak, man! The rage!
Oh, he crow-capped him. Oh, no. He only needed one. That's concussion number two. Okay.
The coup de grace.
Dick kick. Oh, no. Well.
It's cool. He's cool. He's dead. It's
cool. No, he'll live. My God, he kicked him down to a second grade reading level.
Kempo!
Ah, these are great memories.
Kempo haunts me in my dreams.
Do you think this is what he does like every time he drives down the freeway?
God, this was the worst day of my life. First I got my black belt, and then I killed a high school football player. That's right, Dad. I am dangerous.
I am the lethal weapon.
Or the perfect weapon.
Whoa!
Sick. said the cop in the 90s.
Yeah. LAPD cop.
The one honest LAPD yep. cop.
Oh, this dad is just the worst dad.
Hey, it's like, maybe if the dad had raised him, I don't know.
It's like
he basically like pawned his son off onto this like Korean yeah. shopkeeper, and then was like, "Hey, could you like teach him Kenpo so I don't have to raise him?"
It's like you're a sophomore in a high school, Jeff. You have to go live on your own now.
You beat this clearly older yeah. bully. And now we blame
that
you.
Backhanded your little brother.
Let's not forget, after he basically bitch slapped your little yeah. brother to the point where he drew yep. blood.
Like how the master is like way more fatherly.
You can see the stripes, but you know he's clean.
I know animals are awesome, but that doesn't have anything to do with what happened.
I don't know what year the Chinese calendar it is.
I got kicked out of my house by my cop dad.
I was just making sure you were paying attention.
Oh, Tiger good. Claw.
Got it again. Attention.
So he's basically, like, last dragging him?
No, yeah. I think he's being, like, kicked to the street because no one wants to take him in.
He has to go... basically has to go find the glow.
Yeah.
to reach the upper level.
Is this what the song Youth Gone Wild is about? Because this is really making a lot of sense.
So, Jeff... mastered his Kenpo training here.
Oh, he's a black belt, yeah.
Right? Yeah, man.
So he no longer has to come here?
He can murder someone, so that's the most important thing.
Yeah.
Where's he going?
Yeah, he's like 50.
He's just following that eagle path now.
Well, drop out of school and just like...
Drop out of high school, fucking...
Just
grow like an ass to you.
His cop dad told him to drop out of high school and leave.
Damn it, Jeff, learn a trade.
Well, that's good advice for someone with nothing. Like,
no, I know.
This is just terrible advice. Like, get out of the house. You karate'd some like bully.
Yeah, but Chris, here's the difference. Good advice? Hey, son, learn a trade. Maybe school isn't for you. Bad advice? Get out of my house and find your own way.
After I turn you into a deadly weapon.
Yeah. Now that you know how to kill without thinking twice, why don't you go find your way in the world? Go be society's
first weapon. I unleash you to the 90s. World.
It's perfectly safe. The streets will nurture you.
So this is like the
next
day.
It took him like an entire day to drive to like the fucking shop.
Oh, man. No!
That was on sale, now. What?
Was that Asian dog the bounty hunter?
Whoa!
What?
Jeff Speakman!
Perfect weapon.
Oh, it's a Jeff Speakman.
What?
Kenpo!
Okay, this isn't a true, like, karate house where there's, like, the signs.
God.
Or, like, katanas on the wall.
Now's not the time to talk. He just threw that stick at that gunman's face and then tried to ask him what was going on. Isn't it obvious what's going on? Oh. Now I've got Kenpo sticks.
Yeah.
And he only destroyed several hundred years of Korean heritage.
He did more damage than the guys.
Just did more damage than the Han Dynasty.
Shut up, Rufio.
Yeah, really. Why don't you go to Neverland, queer?
This is my sort of son. It's a complicated story.
Go He's my lover it. Son. the Drenic Korean Mafia.
Yeah. He's like, which one is there the Koreans again? Oh, I hate you, Jeff.
You never learn.
Yeah. Are those the sad ones or the puffy ones? Damn it, Jeff.
Are they from the good Korea or that North Korea? Pay taxes.
Before you broke my window. No insurance, Jeff. You need to think about these things. You make Kim's life very hard.
You piss off mob. You break window.
And you don't kill anyone. They come back.
They have witnesses.
Problem not solved, Jeff. Problem worse. Yeah, man, you gotta kill a mobster if they fuck with you. You can't just like be like, well, he knows I'm the better man.
We've done honorable fight.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, ah, oh, he bested me. I respect him. But if I see him again.
This is just bad decision after bad decision after bad decision.
I know. It's going from bad to worse.
He's like, I will talk to them privately, unarmed, in a private
place. In their face of business, with no witnesses.
Do you know how many lunches I'm going to have to buy them?
No, but it's not!
I am buying a gun today.
This is 90s LA. You could buy a shotgun, no problem.
How much paperwork do they need on, like, taking this test?
Oh!
Thanks for coming.
Thanks, Rufio.
His name is Gung Ho?
Jimmy Ho.
Oh. Jeff Speakman is here. He protects the house. Dumb as bricks. Simple. But good. Good heart. Bad, bad brain.
Too much Kempo.
Kicks to head, like punching bag.
Falls like a bag of sand.
Slurs his words like a dirty drunk.
I totally, like, we just, as soon as the movie started, we just called this guy Jeff Speakman, not even knowing what his character is, and he's just Jeff Speakman in this movie.
Yeah, I think his name is just Jeff Speakman, I don't know.
It's Jeff.
It's just made it easier so he doesn't have to pretend he has a different name to confuse him.
Yeah, it's like they called him John in the beginning, he's like, he doesn't respond to it.
Yeah.
Ooh, what? Line.
Hello, Mr. Thompson.
Meanwhile, in Joel Schumacher's Batman Forever.
Way much neon in this, like, Korean town.
Exactly. Meanwhile, on what's obviously a fake city street.
The haunting Perfect Weapon theme.
So lost without you, Kempo. Where have you gone?
They still haven't updated that Kempo sai? It's been like
20
years.
It's been over 2,000 years, Chris. Shut up.
Master Lo. Oh, man. Master Lo's still there.
Why are they... those are judgmental looks.
Damn it. Rufio got into the treats again.
Old man sense tingling.
Peekaboo.
Surprise. Did he change his clothes since Three Ninjas?
It's the same outfit.
I think he shot this on the same day.
I have a flower for Boo. What?
Okay. Huh?
Jeff, it felt like Jeff walked down the block like 10 minutes. He took like a short stroll. Yeah.
Oh my god.
He's been bear hugged to death.
He's allergic to orchids. Huh? Ah, Kempo Dash!
I'm too big for this car!
Dr. Tanaka looks so uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's just
that.
Like leaning all the way to the right, like,
So, you know, like in the Daredevil movie where Kingpin just kind of beats them to death? Is it where they got it from? He leaves a flower on the corpse?
I think that's like a pretty traditional, like, mob thing.
All right.
Yeah, like in the 70s, the Gambinos used to leave rolled up $100 bills in the nostrils. So I'm sure that, you know, other, like, ethnic mobs do crazy stuff. Oh, whoa, don't Kempo that door. That's private property.
What?
Okay, Prince. Oh, he's got a bandana. Hey, guys. Today's not the day. Yes? Yes?
He's unleashing a tiger.
Whoa.
That was definitely...
I think they...
they're all dead.
I think they based the Arkham Asylum counter system off of Jeff Speakman's fighting
style.
Of just spinning your fist and hoping they all, like, connect.
Just wildly flailing.
Oh, this guy.
Isn't he, like, the Disney Asian? Like,
yeah.
Anytime you need, like, a lighthearted Asian, like, he's in it.
Like a scientist.
Like a scientist, a florist, yep. Like a teacher. What was he on? Sister, Sister?
Smart guy?
Yeah, okay, well, same family, so it got me a little confused. His eyes probably light up when you hit him in the right spot. Speakman. S-P-E-A-K.
It's on my jacket, so I don't forget.
You son of a bitch.
Well, you can't work the case now.
Since that freak Kempo accident on the football field.
That I started.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a conflict of interest if you can't work your, like, family's case.
Yeah. But surprise, surprise, the little bitch kid got slapped and then he got a job where he has a gun on his hip.
Kempoing.
Yeah. I've just got a lot on my mind. I just got to Kempo it out.
I had to drive a flashback to things.
I've got a lot of spacing out to do on the Pacific Coast Highway.
Got to listen to that Snap channel.
I'm just going to go Kempo some vagrants. Yeah. You know Papa's dead.
Yeah, where's the dad? He just... Nothing. No, like, regretful old man? Or I hope he's, like, the mayor or something.
Oh, jeez.
It kind of makes sense why this shit goes on, because the dad doesn't give a fuck.
Oh, man. I think it's like the Cobra Kai of Kenpo.
The rival Kenpo crowd?
Underground.
It's got weights and everything.
Which is very uncharacteristic for any sort of Kenpo. Yeah, you Kenpo here.
I see you are black belts.
Wait, what's 25 cents? What can you rent for 25 cents?
Yeah, that's some good Kenpo.
Oh my god.
I'm gonna kick that mullet right off your fucking head.
I'm gonna beat that mullet off of you.
Yeah. Just the way I like it. Alright.
Oh, no protection match.
Exactly. Oh yeah, turn the tiger on.
Oh shit,
the tiger is on.
Gonna turn into the lantern.
This is the ring thing. Oh, tiger dragon.
His soul is mine. Fucking Kenpo, I'm so psyched.
I kind of like they're all instantly like super just sweaty. They haven't done anything yet.
Yeah, he's just already, like, perspiring.
It's like the pre-flight, like, oil greasing.
No, he's just a nervous sweater, that's all. Ah, fucking Kenpo. Ah, man, that backwards axe kick is a motherfucker.
I wonder if he's wearing Chuck Norris action jeans.
I don't see how he couldn't be.
That's bad Kenpo.
Ah. Dead. No. He just throws up.
Oh my god.
No. So perplexed.
He got kicked so hard that my dog just barked. You can't make that shit up. She's like, wow, that was some intense fucking Kenpo, and I'm a dog.
Holy
crap. Oh, he's getting Seagal'd. There's a lot of glimmer manning happening. Ah, dirty Kenpo, guys.
Yeah, I wonder how Aikido would go against Kenpo.
Pretty fucking well, probably. Come on, Speakman. You're better than this.
Unleash the tiger!
Come on, turn into the lantern or whatever. Oh, there you go. Uh-oh.
Can you imagine being the gym owner who's just like, what the fuck is happening
dirty.
In my gym?
He's fighting that Shanghai Kenpo style.
This is down dirt street Kenpo.
So Speakman style is based on three moves, okay? There's the spinning back fist, which is the razzle dazzle. There's the kick to the cock, which just always works. And I guess the other one is just like the vicious Mirko Krokop high kick to the head. That just doesn't knock anyone out.
Like, you're not... I noticed that to do that, like, it's weak because you're jumping. Like, straight up.
The Crab Pit Club?
I think he said something about crab cakes.
Ow! Meanwhile, Detective Andrew McCarthy's on the case.
I'm gonna call my big brother.
Noodles.
I guess. That word was noodles. Does that look like that sign fell and it broke a bunch of letters off?
Yeah.
No!
No, you yelp, you leave now.
Ramen? Ramen?
Murder, yeah, murder. Yep. Number one.
Fried rice?
Do you actually have noodles that are called murder? Because that's...
Okay, he's just Korean.
You pay,
he's not...
you pay.
Retarded.
Ah, that was dirty.
You're a cop, goddammit. Act like one. Don't get Korean like this.
I had a really good insult for him, but I couldn't think of it until I got out of the street.
I had a really good insult for him, but I got nervous.
I like how throughout Mako's career, he's been like every other ethnicity of like Asian.
Your soul is mine.
That must be his formal jacket. His formal corduroy jacket.
Yeah. That's his grieving jacket.
Jeff, it's a funeral. It's not a fucking party.
In his funeral jeans.
Oh, I think it's the police chief. Or commissioner?
Something. Probably got it for his good parenting skills. Oh, God.
Start drama. Start some drama. Tempo those feelings.
Or just avoid them.
Or yeah, just leave. Hey, James Hong just showed up. I'm here for my cameo.
Seinfeld 4? him. Rufio?
Ah, damn these Kempo legs.
He can't not break boxes when he steps on them.
It's just too tempting. What gave it away? Oh, damn these boxes. These Kempo feet.
Damn my strength.
Damn my horse-like leg strength. Whoa.
Oh, man, he's going to, like, kick himself in the head now.
I'm a cop. Hey, you little bitch.
Like, even throw a punch, his first move was pulling the gun.
Better be sure. Better make it count.
Damn it.
Master Low.
In a ceremony of white robes.
What's up, babe?
Hey, remember we used to Kempo when we were kids?
Push your chest and knock me out.
and taught me everything I knew. You gave me a Ric Flair chat.
That was my first day.
Oh, the crock pit. Does everyone wear crocs? Okay.
Like the polo company?
I was thinking the shoes, Chris.
That wasn't invented yet.
This is where they were invented.
Oh man, 90s clubs.
90s Asian clubs.
Things I wanted to go to. Yeah, but like, when I was a kid, going to a 90s club was like, look at this place, it's really cool, instead of like, I mean, yeah, it looks like fucking drugs go on here, but if you go to a daily, a modern club now, it's like way too loud and dark. And Asian club isn't exactly the best either. See, why are they treating him like it's a freak? They're in America, you know? White people are really everywhere in America.
Ah, the chamber of the dancing snake.
Yeah, why are they all, like, freaked out about him? Oh, Guaylo, huh?
Look at what he's wearing. Oh, okay, that's why it's the crock pit.
Oh. This is ridiculous.
Like, I've never been to a club where I was, like, standing out this bad, you know?
He's so much taller than everybody.
Barely. I mean, I guess it's like if you were like a black guy going into like a white person club or something.
Kempo fight.
Alright, most of these people in the same gang, because I just feel like they're just like, hey, let's beat up this white guy.
I feel like this is missing like a scene where like the DJ sees them fighting and like changes the song to match it.
You know, did he just kill that guy?
I think so, but
I definitely heard like a neck snap.
Yeah. Fight over.
Bottle beats Kempo.
Uh-oh.
I've got a flower for you.
That's blatantly James Hong. Yeah,
yep.
I like how that was kind of like Dalton-esque, where he was just like going for the neck break and you do it.
Yeah.
It's the cobra's poised.
You know, maybe I'm going to sound a little dated here, a little old-fashioned, but fight choreography like that, I'm kind of sad we never got a Batman movie like that. You know? Like that height of the 80s action. Mm-hmm. Like being surrounded by like 15 guys and just going like one at a time.
Yes.
Like that. I don't know. Part of me pines for a
You know, back at the funeral that's still going on.
Yeah, meanwhile, like day four of the funeral.
Cobra Town.
Hey, by the way, I'm in charge of a large Korean mafia.
I run the Korean mafia. I think you know my associate, Professor Takagawa.
I've never seen a deal go right by inviting someone in a limousine.
Yeah. We were very good friends. Come into my limo. I'll tell you all about it. Now he is dead. Oh, well. C'est la vie. But I have you, Jeff Speakman. Is this supposed to make me feel better, or am I supposed to be mad at you?
I am one. I mean, no, I'm not.
It's me.
Yeah. It's definitely not me. I mean,
now they've enjoyed my rich, luxurious, like, limousine ride.
I am young. Oh!
Oh!
Twist! Not really.
Could you say he's screaming for vengeance?
James Hong, you're not Korean. Could they not find real Koreans in this movie?
Guess not. Nobody knows I'm not Korean.
They assembled all the Asian that guys, Chris.
This is basically Avengers, Chris.
But they're all villains. Most of them are villains.
Exactly.
And I'll kippo them to death.
What do you mean, your people?
Do you mean, like, your friends or other Koreans, or...
You have to be careful, they'll steal your soul. Is this going to turn into, like, The Raid?
Wow, that is a terrible private elevator if you could see it from the outside like that.
It's so private, anyone could just jump onto it.
Man, there's still a lot of movie left.
Just jump on that private elevator.
No one know at all. And no one on the street's like, hey, there's a man on top of your elevator.
That easily jumped onto elevator. Oh, God.
Yeah, there's so many, like, safety codes about this thing. Wait, Jeff got lucky, right? Because there's no way he calculated there was enough space for a human body to, like, definitely squeeze into that. Oh, this building has so many, like, violations.
Can I get the sports section?
You are a terrible guard.
Well, who would break into the window with the easily accessible pipe to hang off of? Kempo!
Was that the elevator?
You're closed.
Go out the window again.
You smoke a doobie out here?
That's not how fire extinguishers work. There's enough for like a Batman
got font. A knife. Speakman.
A lot of spins in Kempo, I didn't realize. Just
yeah,
twirl.
Yeah, very delicate art. Did he just, like, burst into an Asian slumber party?
My grandchildren are here!
Please, it's Korean Christmas.
Kids, go into the room and read a book.
Help me, fucking family! Don't let me die.
Even though I'm a total dick to him. All right, flat top, relax.
I'm easily lied to.
I'm so gullible. Send my illegitimate stepson. Shut up, Rufio.
Ha! That's the...
The perfect weapon's a white man. Just between Koreans, the perfect weapon between each other is just sending another white guy at you.
You have to have a black belt Kempo, though, Chris.
Fuck
it, it's not that
you ever shut up, old man?
He is loyal to a fault. Things might get sexy.
Sorry, man.
I lost count.
I'm thinking about one, though.
Wait, is the kid, like, related to, Kim's, like, is he Kim's, like, grandson or something?
No, he said that... The guy that just talked to is his Uncle Sam.
Right. I'm saying what relationship was the shop owner to the kid.
I think he just, like, worked for him and was like... Fun. Yeah.
Okay.
Probably like a quote-unquote uncle.
That's not my name! Duty. And probably the potty.
Wow, Professor Tanaka is just called Tanaka.
Everyone just named their name.
Dead.
She's with Jesus.
Ah, Chris.
Yeah.
Old enough. Old enough to hurt.
You are up there.
You wanted me to know that.
Then my dad told me to train in martial arts.
He's calling him a round eye?
Yep.
The police? I know this movie. Don't worry, you're not black, it's fine.
You little shit. Vulnerable. Sexy. Sir, can I take your order, or...
Oh, see, the brothers teamed up. Because, you know, without the death of a Korean man, they wouldn't do this at all.
Right.
What, you mean like a day ago?
And you pull that gun on me?
Down, 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 down.
We didn't plan for them to go down the easily accessible drive-through teller.
Yeah, it goes to the bank. Doesn't have to go in all the time. Fucking modern banking.
Who invented those?
All right, Jimmy.
Why can't you just take him in for questioning? Why do you have to, like, hoodwink him like this?
He is getting hoodwinked.
God damn it, lady. Rammer! That's the worst. Could they have cut the eye holes of that paper, like, bigger? So that...
Couldn't you just take a picture?
Yeah. obligatory car chase.
Don't call me that.
I'm on a job.
It's Detective Little Brother.
That's gotta be embarrassing to, like, explain that a limousine rammed you.
Well, it was really big. Almost. Almost.
Totally fine.
Almost. Wait up. Oh. No. Wow, I'm actually kind of shocked it didn't explode.
Twist.
No.
Yep. It's Tanaka strength. Get it.
He's got a knife!
Professor Tanaka is basically the Asian Hulk.
Yep.
Is he bulletproof too?
He's not a giant panda. I mean, he looks like it, but like. Out.
God damn it, he's too strong. Our handcuffs can't hold him.
I've been a karate hero for everyone. You have guns?
Flying Kempo. Shelly? Stan?
He's unstoppable!
Don't you all have guns?
Yeah, didn't you just, like, assault two of your guns?
Probably what I would have
used. Like, you just assaulted two officers, they're probably dead.
Yeah.
No, this isn't Young, he's just this someone else. The case is not closed.
What?
I mean, Tanaka walks away from car crashes, not a problem.
Tanaka smash!
So he's like Korean Hulk, Korean Jason, because like you think he's done, and then he comes back. He He's doing this all in those fine Italian boots.
I'm sorry, I don't have a flower to
close the door. Wait, he's gonna take this guy unconscious all around, like, L.A.?
Probably.
Wait, did he kill the brother at the same time with that shot?
Possibly.
He's in the hospital.
He has to come back.
For your Oscar consideration.
The perfect weapon.
Jess Speakman.
You son of a bitch.
It's okay that you used me.
Jeff.
So cool. I think I'm dying. You sprayed your wrist, Adam. Shut up.
I see Grandma, Jeff.
I'm leaving.
She's so beautiful.
Oh, God.
Dumbag.
You murdered anyone, Jeff?
Still hate you.
Hope you didn't murder anyone on the way over here, Jeff.
Fucking disappointment.
One more win and we win the Mortal Kombat.
Your soul is
finish him.
Lord Raiden.
Just Speakman is kind of like Johnny Cage.
Yeah.
How did he get in here?
He just hangs out in the fucking Korean mafia bar.
Okay, this movie's almost over. There's no, like, resolution with, like, Master Lo and that girl.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the girl is played by Mariska Hargitay.
I don't know who that
Law
is.
Law & Order SVU.
Ah! She has, like, no lines up so far in this movie.
I don't think she has any lines.
Wow.
But she's, like, fifth. She's like third build.
You will.
Kill for Kim.
Kill for Kim. Kill for me.
I want that on a shirt.
Kill for Kim.
Kill for Kim.
Kid, you're not really supposed to condone killing. So, where did Jeff go to learn, like, all these skills? Because Kempo doesn't teach you, like, knife fighting and, like...
Why is there, like, military music playing?
I get the Kempo sticks. Yeah, I get that.
He learned the streets, I don't get. Chris. He was on the streets at 15.
Yeah. He's got his tactical Kempo fanny pack. Fucking couch. Kempo the shit out of
you. That's how he gets dust out. This is how he dusts his house.
Dust mites.
Hey, where is this? Where was that? Where he's like Kempoing?
Probably some like abandoned YMCA. I have no idea.
Or it's like Kim's like furniture. Like,
Jeff, stop.
I miss so much, Kim. I gotta beat this couch in your name.
Kim.
Young! Yes.
His high school skills are coming in use.
Ah!
Shao Kahn is pleased.
He will have to face Goro.
What?
You're just like union guys.
You were in the wrong place, union pigs. Vote Christie.
Yep.
Another great day at the drug farm.
It looks like asbestos.
It probably is.
Yep. 40 tons of asbestos. Yep. That's going to the Children's Hospital.
Oh? Kiop.
So he even asked, like, why are you doing here? Do you work here? Just instantly, I'm gonna kill you.
That was for Kim! Who?
I just trying to retire.
Kim says she wasn't married.
I just want a pension. Again! In the same hole.
Man, these guys are not getting paid enough to attack people, you know? Like,
you guys are going to pay for what you did for Kim. Who? We're just straight up beating up the Kempo sticks.
If I break into, like, a Costco's overnight, you know, just, like, the workers aren't going to fight me like this.
Like, even if the boss was, like, a criminal.
But who expects their, like, helper force to, like, be good at martial arts?
None of them seem to be, like Korean mafia guys. They're just, like, dock workers.
I mean, I imagine some of the revenue does come from, like, bad guys selling, like, having their drugs in your warehouse. But the other half has to be, like, honest workers, you know, for, like, their job.
Ho, 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 ho.
A hidden blade.
Assassino.
So he brought two knives, one as a distraction, yes. One to actually use.
One is a fake knife.
Wait, what if Master Yun, or whatever the guy's name is a Templar?
Could be.
Your soul is mine!
What? You're a simple man.
Man, he loves that 100 hand slap.
That boat's still pretty far away.
Machine gun fists.
That's a Seagal move.
I'm gonna take you to the bank, James Hong.
This is like a one-sided battle.
Kempo.
So you bitch slap him as the punishment?
Double Kempo. No one can survive a third Kempo.
Wait, don't use that hidden blade.
Yeah, don't do that. That would be wrong.
But I won't.
But I will.
You're just too much fun.
Boss, is everything okay?
Boss, I'm ready to go fishing for the first time.
Oh, snap.
It's about to go down. No, no, hey, why?
You just, like, tiger strike him?
Jeff, how do you not hear this big guy? Okay, remember him in the armpits, in the yep. Crotch. And throw a small child in his belly. Jeff, if three small white boys can sort of karate yes. him, three ninjas, if you say, can do this.
Hey, that's who's missing from the Asian guy. Is the,
He made the same noise. That's his running. That's his battle cry.
The Three Ninjas' grandpa didn't show up in this movie.
Let the eyes, boys. Let the eyes.
No one is immune.
No one is immune to the lower tax. He doesn't need a weapon. He's a weapon.
Oh,
God.
What brutal choreography.
I think Professor Tanaka has, like, osteoporosis. Like, those, like,
it's very possible.
Uh-oh. Is Jet turning to, is he turning the ring?
Dragon time.
Whoa, what the hell does Tanaka have now?
He has a knife chain.
Ah.
Oh God, slow-mo!
Ah.
It's somewhat.
Damn, that really hurt.
It hit me, but didn't cut me.
Now I have, like.
That was unexpectedly painful.
That was somewhat annoying.
That could get infected, you dick.
So they just have this weird, like, knife twirl thing? Wait.
Yeah! Kenpo!
He didn't use Kenpo, he used fucking, like, sparks! And a gas pipe.
I don't know if he's dead or not.
Like, I thought the ring was actually going to do something. Like, it was going to turn it and fight him a different style.
Like, realize that he should be the dragon, not the tiger.
Yeah, yeah. Nope.
Just blow him up with a chain.
There's still time. Hey, what's up? Like,
no lines.
No lines.
I knew you would find your way.
Punch him again.
I have cancer.
I like how now that after everything's happening, he has like an actual like kind of suit on.
Yeah.
He goes to the funeral in his fucking like jeans and corduroy jacket.
Just ends like that?
The spirit of Kenpo.
I don't know. I don't think the spirit of Kenpo needed this.
Hey, Jeff is played by Jeff Friedman.
Who would have guessed it? Yeah, Mariska Hargitay, no lines, fifth build.
Why? Why? Master Lo had more lines.
Wow. Well.
I got one guy's name was Kruka.
Snake Lady.
Cop partner, cop driver, cops.
The coach.
Stuntman choreographer, or coordinator, Rick Avery. My God.
Yep. So that was Jeff Speakman, guys.
Yeah, I hope he's still around. I hope he's in the next Expendables.
Oh my God, that would
be
amazing.
Yeah, man, that would be great.
I still can't wrap my head around the fact that the perfect weapon was just the Korean usage of a white person.
We'll train him in kendo, kempo, and then possibly if one of us gets murdered, then we can use him as a weapon.
Guys... If you could look up the Perfect Weapon Wikipedia page, oh my God. The artwork for it is fantastic. The tagline was, just try him.
Huh.
The most recent thing Jeff Speakman's been in is Striking Range.
Like Bruce Willis movie?
Striking Range. It's Lou Diamond Phillips is in it.
L.D. Poot.
It's from 2006. It's also called Bloodlines.
Oh, Jeff Speakman did not age well.
He was in, oh, he was one of the mansion security guards in Lionheart.
Wow.
Yeah, I think his only other, like, quote-unquote big movie was The Expert.
Huh.
I mean, he's like a bad dude to fuck with because he's like ninth degree black belts in these two different styles of karate.
He's a slightly more successful, like, oh crap, what was his name from Gymkata? Kurt Thomas?
Kurt Thomas is still like a gymnastics teacher.
Yeah, this
though is
like, all right, this guy is awesome at Kempo. What can we do? Put him in this, we'll give him this movie that makes no sense.
Now, he's an expert in American-style Kempo, not like super Korean, Japanese-y Kempo. But he did train under the real, like, American Kempo founder, though. So that's kind of cool. So I guess it's like his dedication, his, like, love letter to the sport was this, of American Kempo.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. Like, he would have been a, I think he would have been, like, a solid, like, B-level action star.
Well, I mean, he had like a follow-up career, which are just terrible movies, and canon film. He was in the last canon film.
Yeah, I mean, he had basically up to like 1996 or something. He had some movies, and that was basically it.
The world had enough.
It's like Steven Seagal had showed up at that point, so it's like whatever.
Hey, all the films again.
Why is it alive?
Your Allah should not look like that. Alright, so what did we learn?
Oh, boy.
Kempo is the greatest martial art of all time, apparently.
I learned that if I ever have to solve some sort of inter-Asian conflict, I'll just send a white guy
to
solve my
problem
for me. White martial artist to go fuck up someone. The perfect weapon. No one to figure it out.
If all else fails, just kick someone in the balls.
Just hit him in the legs a couple of times and then blow up an oil tanker by him.
Yes. I still don't understand like how that works.
Seems perfectly
like,
rational
it
to me.
It sparked, I guess. It like blew everything up.
Well, like the valve got loose because of the knife fight. The weird throw the belt knife fight that they just had. And then he threw three pieces of chainmail, like chains, at him.
And it sparked and blew up the gas tank.
Oh, and yeah, the just bad parental decision. This movie could have been way different if the dad was just like, son, I think you just need like another teacher
or like
something.
Counseling or something, or like therapy instead of like, therapy instead of like turning him into like a deadly martial artist.
Ugh.
Like, I don't believe in therapy, son. Like, I'm gonna spend 5 years becoming like just a deadly expert.
So
you can
art.
Murder someone with your bare hands. That's a better focus of your anger.
And like, the school district did not help this guy because he won the fight in that school football game.
It seemed like he just dad was just like leave, and then it's like, all right, I guess I'm on the streets. I'm not gonna graduate from high school. I'm just gonna be on the streets.
Well, I'm not gonna have a future now. Thanks, Dad.
Go into construction, I guess.
Yeah, just that's a bad like example of what happens to people who don't get their GED or anything.
At least he had martial arts.
So at least that with him, out of a job.
Yeah, put that on a resume. Oh, I see you're black belt in Kempo. All right, we have a sales position for you. Alrighty, so I think it's going to do it with this edition of the commentary. Any final thoughts, guys?
Nah, man.
I need more Jeff Speakman in my life.
I'm sure pretty much all of his movies are on YouTube, Chris. So just YouTube Jeff Speakman. I'm sure they'll all be on there. So anyway, if you want more from us, you can go to www.everythingnational.com for other commentaries or our podcasts, all sorts of other stuff. Facebook.com/everythingnotaction, Twitter.com/EVAction. We're on everythingnational.tumblr.com. You can find us on iTunes by searching for us. You can subscribe, rate us, leave us some comments, leave us some reviews on there. And you can email us at contact@everythingnotaction.com. So for Chris and Joe, I'm Zach, and we will see you next commentary.